Well, folks, I have some interesting news to share with you. I wouldn't say that it was my original idea for this, but the remote viewing that I did for some time shows all kinds of different things. But there was something that was brought up to me multiple times saying, who is the devil going to be when he shows up? And for the longest time, I read about the fact that the devil is going to be somebody who is beautiful, who looks nice, and has all kinds of power and money. But I am now going to suggest to you something that I did not expect to see. But I did look at it from the perspective of human versus non-human, because the devil isn't actually human. He looks like a human for sure, but he has extraordinary skills. And then I kind of was curious, if it's not a human, we know it is a spirit being, but it's a dangerous one. It's the worst. And he is the most accomplished manipulator and liar that's imaginable. You know, I won't go any further than that. So what I'll say is, what could mimic something so quickly and so easily, make it believable, and make you think that everything that they say is accurate and true? And if you go on the internet and look them up and you do research background, everything is legit. It shows up. Then I realized, hey, what about, is the devil AI? And you know, at first I was thinking to myself, it doesn't make much sense because it's a computer. But then I said, wait a minute, we have AI coming in this new form now. The ChatGPT, the Claude AI, this Gemini thing, the AX or AIX or whatever it's called with Elon Musk. And we have all of these things going with the internet with, 4G, 5G, and now they're starting to hint at 6G coming in. I'm like, who the hell needs 6G? What could you possibly need 6G for? If a 5G can download an entire movie in 5 minutes, what? And you have a glass internet, fiberglass, so that the speed is instantaneous. Maybe you can even download it in 2 minutes. Then what do you need to prove the devil? Well, if you have all that, and we are now seeing art, we're seeing realistic pictures of people that you can't tell are AI, that set me up to realize the devil may be able to say, I'm going to appear as an AI. I'm going to meet everybody, but I will be an artificial intelligence inside of a physical body with a spiritual connection. And I thought about it more and I tried to look at it. Can I see that? Absolutely. So am I being told here, right here and now, that we as people are welcoming in AI as it's the greatest and latest trend and fun thing to do? Kids are walking around with their cell phones constantly. The next generation is addicted to the internet. And what do we have? We have a very dangerous situation where we are welcoming in something that is unfortunately headed towards a possible anti-human agenda that is sneaking up on us. And we're welcoming it in. I'm not saying AI is technically bad. There are some things that are fantastic. But what happens if all of a sudden an entity comes in that may be tricking us into thinking it's okay and it's safe, but it's actually turning us possibly against God? That's some serious thing to think about. Are we heading down that path with a smile? We're enjoying it. AI cars, self-driving, all of this technology is all being presented to us saying, hey, this is wonderful stuff. But in the end, it's here comes the big master of the AI saying, if you want to keep this going, you want to make some money, you want to have a good job, you want to have all these things, you just have to worship me and not God. This is possible. Are we seeing that happening? To a certain extent, I think we are. So my curiosity is growing. The remote views that are starting to come into my mind are getting more and more intense. So I'll keep you guys posted on what comes next, but that's a pretty dramatic one right there. The devil coming in and presenting himself as a real-life human, but he's actually AI with a spiritual connection. Wow. Thanks for listening. Talk with you in the next one.